Report, Abortion Drugs Used in 63% of U.S. Abortions in 2023. By Catherine Hamilton on March 21, 2024. Medication abortions accounted for 63% of all abortions in the United States in 2023, up from 53% in 2020, according to a report from the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute. In the first full calendar year following the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, which had for 50 years invented a constitutional right to abortion, approximately 642,700 unborn babies were killed via medication abortions within the healthcare system, the Institute's monthly abortion provision study found. Medication abortions are typically completed with a two-drug regimen. The first drug, mifepristone, blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The second drug, misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. The study also found that abortions had increased 10% between 2020 and 2023. Last year, there were an estimated 1,026,690 unborn babies killed in abortions in the formal U.S. healthcare system and a rate of 15.7 abortions per 1,000 women of reproductive age, representing the highest number and rate of abortions measured in the United States in more than a decade. The study further found that every state that had not outlawed abortion saw an increase over 2020 totals in the number of abortions performed. The 10% increase at the national level in many ways understates the degree to which health systems, providers and support networks have had to scale up care in certain states. States without total bans experienced a 25% increase in abortions in 2023 compared with 2020, according to the press release. The sharpest increases were seen in states bordering ban states, where abortions increased by 37% from 2020 to 2023. The report noted that the annual estimates are certainly an undercount, as they include only those abortions obtained within the formal U.S. healthcare system, at brick-and-mortar health facilities, such as clinics or doctor's offices, and via telehealth and virtual providers and not underground national and international networks, including those that sent pills to women in red states. On March 26, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case that could have a significant impact on how mifepristone is used in the United States. The case pertains to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, rolling back safety restrictions for mifepristone, including its 2016 action extending the permissible gestational age of the baby for which a girl or woman may take abortion drugs from 7 weeks gestation to 10 weeks gestation, and its 2021 rule change allowing abortionists to send mifepristone through the mail. The FDA also recently made permanent its rule to allow women and girls to receive a prescription for mifepristone via telemedicine. The Biden administration has relentlessly promoted medication abortions, and in January of 2023, the FDA allowed retail pharmacies to dispense abortion pills. At the same time, several Democrat governors have stockpiled abortion pills while enacting shield laws that protect healthcare providers who prescribe mifepristone to women and girls in states with laws protecting the unborn. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.